This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Mike Garcia stood strong for low-wage workers. We used to kid a long time, an excellent organizer who worked for our sister union, Local 880. In an earlier session, as a newly hired organizer, being handed a standard training document extracted from remarks that Cesar Chavez had made about the importance of the dues system in building the farm workers union, he had innocently asked, "Who was Cesar Chavez?" The story was both shocking and unsettling. On one hand, those of us only a decade or so older wondered, how could anyone not know something about the legendary Chavez, the great boycott, and the struggle to organize the California fields? On the other hand, it hits all like bricks how quickly working people's history is smothered in silence. The state of California has declared a Cesar Chavez Day, and that's well and good, but it's Mike Garcia who's on my mind. Mike passed away this week. He was a great labor leader and an excellent organizer. He was a comrade and friend. His song should be sung. His work and memory needs to be raised to the sun because his shadow will be long. I first met Mike in the late 1980s in the mountains outside of Denver. He'd come over to Colorado from California as a trustee and then president of SEIU Local 105 to try and build a presence and power for janitors in Denver and Kaiser healthcare workers. John Barton, who'd worked for several years as an organizer with Local 100 until his homesickness for California had pulled him back west, was Mike's lead organizer, and they'd invited me out to a staff retreat training strategy and planning session for the local somewhere near Evergreen. As John had suspected, Mike and I were kindred spirits and hit it off, beginning a permanent friendship and alliance both within the SEIU and with ACORN. Until he was forced to retire several years ago to deal with health issues, Mike ended up leading a 40,000-member amalgamated service workers union of janitors, security workers, landscapers, and other low-wage workers built out of sweat, struggle, and steel over decades in California. Before John had come to Louisiana, he'd done a stint with a small craft union trying to its hand at organizing Silicon Valley, and it was exciting to be in regular touch with him and Mike when they reunited in California to systematically and largely successfully organize janitors in major companies in the Valley. I still can't read about Apple and other mega-rich tech companies talking about their generous employee benefit programs without remembering how hard and corruptly they fought against fair pay and decent standards for their janitorial and service subcontractors. These campaigns made Mike's reputation as an organizer and his leadership of Justice for Janitors with his organizing team around the state, including the decisive strike in Los Angeles at the turn of the century, marked his stature as a unique, unbending labor leader in California. For years, Los Angeles was part of my regular route, and there weren't many times that I didn't reach out for Mike to catch up if our schedules intersected or spend time with him when we were on the board of SEIU together, catch as, catch can. I'd heard his health was getting worse. I wish I'd seen him in recent years. For a last laugh, for old time's sake, for his advice and counsel, and just to thank him for his friendship and his life's work that allowed all of us to stand strong with him and be steadfast to the cause. For organizers and leaders like Mike, there won't be any special day, but every day was special in solidarity and struggle. Se sepede. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.